Essay 89, Meaningless Nobel Prize. The award of a Nobel Prize for nothing signals the end of physics or natural philosophy as we have known it for 400 or 500 years. The lobbyists and charlatans have succeeded in destroying their own credibility and, along with it, several economies. I am writing about the Higgs boson, the archetypical idol of the cave and the antipathy of reason. It goes without saying that the Higgs boson does not exist. We all know that. But we also know now that the entire subject of standard physics is meaningless. The expenditure of tens of billions on nothing is summarized very well by John Milton in Paradise Lost. For now I see peace to corrupt, no less than war to waste. To satisfy my scientific curiosity, I looked up the actual output of work by Higgs. It is very small, and his H-index is about 11. Not enough for tenure. So why has this obscure scientist been promoted to idol? The answer can be found in any grocer shop or hypermarket. Raw cash. As I predicted 2 or 3 years ago in this series of essays, CERN had to find the Higgs boson at all cost, and what cost? So any noise had to be the Higgs boson, and it was duly found. Higgs was duly made a companion of honour and awarded a Nobel Prize, and never mind about real scientists. Our feedback at AIAS shows that no one believes the propaganda. No one ever believed the propaganda down the ages. As soon as the noise was used to build an idol and a boson, the twin requisites of funding applications were in place. So they asked for a vast amount of money to produce more noise. It was said that this was very necessary. It was said very loudly that it was necessary, or else. Anyone who dares to think otherwise is an enemy of the boson and shall receive no further funding, honours, or recognition of any kind in perpetuity. It had been agreed internationally that nothingness exists, and all politicians have agreed. After all, politicians produce nothing but nothing. Being naive and truthful, I sent UFT-225 to the High Priesthood of CERN and was instantly excommunicated. The paper was not read because it tells the truth, like George Washington. UFT-225 has been read many times by real scientists of the Invisible College, our AIAS UPTECH readership, and no one has ever found anything wrong with UFT-225. A paper that shows a ghastly error in the basic application of the so-called Higgs mechanism. The latter was devised so long ago that no one remembers who actually proposed it. Higgs himself was a solid-state physicist and appears to have been a chemical physicist at one time. I doubt if Higgs proposed the Higgs mechanism. So truth is an enemy of the boson, and a one-way ticket to the Gulag archipelago. Bosons in a sea of dark matter. Islands of prisoners who dared to tell the truth. A friend of mine, Axel Vestrenius, wrote to the Physics Nobel Prize Committee to remind them that Nobel intended in his bequest that the prize be given for the benefit of humankind, and was instantly ignored. The Nobel Prize Committee does not stoop so low as to answer awkward questions by the general public, or, for that matter, never deals with inconvenient truths. I was impressed by this letter and decided to send UFT-225 to the Nobel Prize Committee, and was instantly evaporated. I became a sublimated enemy of the boson. No reply was obtained from anyone. In the light outside Plato's cave, everything looks real and truthful. The world is not nothing after all. So the Nobel Prize Committee bolted back into the stalactites. the ridiculous procedure of using 17 adjustable variables, or maybe 100 in the new theories, means that one can predict anything, and that is very convenient if repeated very loudly. Tell a lie often enough and it becomes nothing, and the new physics is all about cash and nothing. The B3 field of 1992 undermined the Higgs theory years ago. Many facts from many scholars show that the Higgs boson does not exist. Nature shows that the Higgs boson does not exist. What has actually been seen at CERN is nothing at all, or alternatively, anything you like. Noise. Unfortunately, for the hyper-expensive new physics of nothing produced by as many adjustables as you like, some governments have twigged it and have cut the funding to physics by half in the past decade. This is rough justice, but the priesthood or thought police at CERN are to blame. They have taken all the money and ran. Never mind the future, never mind the economy, never mind humankind.